Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. We are here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are every night, almost every night, six nights a week, Monday through Saturday from 8 until 10 Eastern. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich.
And, of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, where you will find live streaming. We've got the broadband version of the show, the dial-up version. Anybody, pretty much, who is connected to the Internet can listen for free at freetalklive.com. And don't forget that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, you can give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604, or go to freestateproject.org. So then, let's talk about reproductive rights, Johnson.
Basically, this is, I guess, my personal issue.
It's an issue with me as well.
Yeah, well, no, I have a blog, and one of my friends on my blog, which basically some blogs you can have a friends list, mm-hmm. and you have people who you can read some of the things that they post on their blog.
It's kind of like a little blog network.
Yeah, exactly.
Got it.
And one of my friends posted this link to another person's blog who I don't know who wrote this article.
Okay.
And I'm going to sanitize this to make it FCC safe.
Yes.
So just if, you know, some words might be changed.
Well, it's very emotional.
Exactly.
And for good reason.
Title of the post was, "I'd like all of my reproductive rights, please," or "Are we really pro-choice?" You know, with all of the feminism and going on and on about reproductive rights these days, no one really wants women to have that choice. They'll go on about how I should be able to get an abortion, have my birth control, make the choice of when to have children, etc., etc. But the second I say, "Hey, I don't want to have kids at all, and I'd like to be sterilized," silence falls over the room. Soon broken by, "What? You don't want kids? Oh, you're too young to make that decision. You'll change your mind." No, no, I'm not. And no, I won't. I wanted kids back when I was playing with dolls and thought it might be fun. And then once, when I got into a teenagerhood and started realizing what childbearing actually entailed, I knew more and more that that was not at all what I wanted to do with my life.
Especially as all your friends are getting knocked up around you.
I don't think I mentioned this is a female.
Yes. But her issue does apply to men, not quite as severely. We'll get into that.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead. "I realized that I didn't want to go through 9 months during which my body was not my own, as the list of things you can't do while pregnant grows. I don't smoke anyway, nor do I drink much, so that's no problem. But no hot baths? No herbal tea? Screw that! 9 months during which my body would swell and I would have to wear ugly maternity clothes, deal with my sore..."
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. Her soreness. I'm sure there's a lot of soreness involved.
Her soreness, you know, all sorts of horrible horrible things, aching back, swollen ankles, and feeling like your insides are being kicked around. Literally, insides being kicked around.
Yeah.
And puking her guts out.
Just had to have that ready, didn't you?
"And something the size of a volleyball passes through a part of her body about the size of a keyhole." "And then 20 years of no sleep."
And, well, 20, that's a little excessive.
Well, the whole thing's a little excessive.
Yeah. And she says she really likes
Now, man, would you say that, but you're not a woman, and you've never gone through the pains of childbirth. I don't know how you can call that excessive.
I can say whatever I want. I do support her right to have a tubal ligation if she wants to have it.
So she goes on to say, "Worry, brattiness, unwanted advice, screaming, shelling out money, et cetera, et cetera. You get the drift. I wanted to pass."
People say that children are the best thing in life. You know, I mean, she's pointing out all the
bad
things.
Well, that's kind of like, that's kind of like you with your weird chair that you sit in. See, for everybody who doesn't know, Manwich has this ergonomic, chiropractor-approved kind of chair that's in here.
Good for
that. Well, you paid over $200 for this chair, correct?
Yes. Well, it's a $3,000 chair retail.
Right, and it fell off the back of the truck, and you paid somebody like $300.
It was eBay.
Okay, right, whatever. Well, you paid a lot of money for it. And so you continuously tell yourself that, oh, this is the best chair in the world because you paid a lot of money for it and you want to justify it. So I think it's kind of the same thing with parents. I've just gone through hell. This is the best thing in the world. I'm just telling myself this so I don't feel miserable about my decision. Because, I mean, everybody that sits in that chair, Manwich, they can't stand it. So, I mean, something about you and that chair, it's just, you're just rationalizing to yourself. It's okay. My my lady does the same thing with a pair of sunglasses she spent $200 on. Oh, these are the best sunglasses. They don't look any better than my $13. Well, they're the best. Well, why? Well, I spent money on them. It's just, that's all it is, just rationale.
Well, she goes on to say...
I disagree. Go ahead.
She goes on to say, I want to pass on all that, and no, nothing you say will change my mind. Sorry. And besides, I feel that I'm called to other things in this life, things that do not give me time for running to Timmy's soccer game, Susie's dental appointment, or leaving work early to pick up kids at school because Bobby got sick or Angie started a fight. Parenthood is just not for me. I don't have the patience, the cool temper, and as I said, I like my sleep way too much. Mm. My children will have four legs, or if they have two, they will also be covered with feathers. She says, yes, I'm a complete drip for animals, and you know how some people get around a pregnant woman? That was me when I discovered my friend's cat was expecting. Pet her, honey. She's going to be a mommy.
I'm with her so far, yeah. 100%, by the way.
I don't know. She sounds a little cynical to me. But...
Well, of course she's cynical. You'll find out why.
Yeah, here. Okay. She says, that sentiment horrifies people. What? What woman doesn't want to be a mommy? They trot out what those of us who identify as child-free, because childless implies a lack of choice, as with infertility, and that you are missing something by not having children. Breeder bingo. Shall I share some of it with you? And this is a question and response session, basically, she asks. Okay, so the question. Who will care for you? But who will care for you when you're old? Response A. The nursing home, which I will pay for with my money I saved by not having to spend it on children.
They say that kids cost about as much as an expensive Italian sports car.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. They are not cheap.
Response B. The nursing home. The same people who will be caring for you. Because do you really, truly think that your kids are going to do it for you?
It depends, man. I mean, that's another thing.
Some kids will. Some, but most don't.
It's a crapshoot. I mean, you have kids, and then you've got 20 years to try to mold them the best way you possibly can, and keep your fingers crossed that they're still going to love you after 20 years of whatever, however your parenting style is.
Yeah. Most don't. Next question
is... certainly can't count on it.
But what if you change your mind? This is usually when you state your wish to be sterilized. Response A. But what if you change your mind about having kids? Susan Smith did. I'd rather... I don't know who she's referring to.
She's the woman that got in her car on a hill and then bailed out of the car with her two kids still in the car, and the hill terminated in like a lake of some sort.
And the kids drowned to death.
On purpose.
And she did this to... procure the...
it was definitely on purpose.
Yeah, she was trying to attract a male, in particular.
So she says, I'd rather regret not having them than regret having them.
Yes.
You can always adopt.
Yeah.
Which was the next choice.
Response B, I think I'm capable of knowing my own mind, thanks. And even if I did change it, I would just adopt.
That is exactly the question that I was asked when I went in at age 22, I think, to go and get my vasectomy. It's a little unusual for somebody of that age to be going around looking for a vasectomy. And so they probably try and talk everybody out of it, but mm-hmm. they especially tried to talk me out of it because I was so young. Well, what if you change your mind? Well, I'll adopt. There's plenty of kids out there who need help. You know, why would I want to add another one to the mix? There's probably millions of kids in orphanages and foster care all around, not this country, but also the entire world. And I'd much rather help somebody out who needs the help than be really selfish and create my own little Eden or whatever.
Speaking of selfish, this is the next thing that she goes into. That's the next statement that she's always accused of. That's so selfish! Well, we'll find out what she says when we come back.
Yes, indeed. We will. And 800-259-9231 if you have a comment on, I guess, the ability to be cut. The freedom to have somebody do a medical procedure on oneself in order to prevent future pregnancy. I've had it done to me. I've got a vasectomy. I don't know what they call it. Tubal ligation for women?
Yeah, it's tubal ligation.
That's the issue here. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control. 800-259-9231.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cartavite? Cartavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cartavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a four-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now, 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cartavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cartavite.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Reason is the true life-giving activity of an educated mind. At ReasonToFreedom.com, we regard independent thinking as a supreme virtue and the best hope for a free society. ReasonToFreedom.com is a free online weekly libertarian magazine and is the premier voice of the Reason Liberty movement. At ReasonToFreedom.com, you'll find articles on individual rights, health, popular music, love, homeschooling, God and morality, SUVs, the national debt, humor, the free state project, pocket protectors, family values, living wills, bankruptcy laws, and golf. Some of our columns include, Is Atlas Shrugging? Fired for Smoking. Asbestos Lawsuits. The Joy of Chiropractors. Please Drink and Drive. And Impeach the Criminal in Chief. Tap into ReasonToFreedom.com, a central site for the emerging Reason Liberty movement. Find out why if liberty is what you want, reason is what you need. That's ReasonToFreedom.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the airwaves. Bring whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manwich. 800-259-9231. Don't sound excited to be here or anything, Manwich.
I'm excited.
You're like, and Manwich.
I really,
oh, gosh.
I thought I'd have a whole week off. Instead, I only got one day.
You gave me one day off, man. Spoiled me. All right, so we're talking about reproduction. Specifically, women. And the women in the world, in this country, I guess, who don't want to reproduce. Who have decided that having a baby is hell for them. They've seen their friends having babies. They've seen babies all their lives.
They understand sort of what the process is that, you know, as far as the pain that women have to go through in order to have babies, and they don't want any of it. Maybe they can't take care of kids. Maybe they hate kids. Whatever the reasons are, there are women who don't want to have them. But what the woman who's written this article that Johnson found today online is saying is that when she approaches people, probably healthcare industry people, with, hey, I'd like to get a tubal ligation, or you said there was another one, hysterectomy?
Well, hysterectomy is the
more serious. That's removal of everything.
Yeah, that's taking out everything.
That seems a little unnecessary.
It's unnecessary.
That's not just turning off the faucet. That's taking out all the pipes.
So yes. Tubal ligation is the equivalent of a vasectomy.
Vasectomy. A hysterectomy is the equivalent of making somebody a eunuch.
Got it. Okay, so tubal ligation. She has found so far that when she goes and tries to acquire this procedure, it is like pulling teeth in order to get somebody to actually do it for her. And we're going to get back into her article, but Mike in Alabama, you got comments. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Yeah, I'm Porcupine, looking to move to New Hampshire.
Excellent. Man, it's the night of the porks.
Beginning of next. All right.
Fantastic. When are you moving?
I'm going for either the end of this year or beginning of next.
I'm great. Jealous. I wish I could be there that soon.
Man.
That's fantastic.
Yep.
So what's on your mind?
Anyway, tubal ligation, et cetera, vasectomies. I personally love kids. I would like to have kids. However, I think this is a responsible decision. If you have any doubts, you shouldn't be having children.
Right.
I mean, right off the bat. And to take the steps and you know, as an adult, you would expect that you would know your own mind. You take the step to make sure that no matter what, you're not going to have an unwanted child.
Right. There are plenty of people in this world that do have unwanted children. You know,
right.
Why would you want to add yet another unwanted children to the child to the mix? It just
right.
doesn't make
right.
sense. Why people get turned away for this procedure is amazing to me.
Right. Now, I have leading out of this, I have a suggestion for a libertarian, well, anarcho-capitalist in nature, charitable organization.
Okay.
I would like to see a charity organized. I don't want to run it, but I would like to donate money to the charity to offer people an incentive to get sterilized. But specifically certain people, like politicians, that sort of thing. And say, hey, you know, look, we will pay for the procedure. You won't have to pay for a dime out of your own pocket. And right. and if we have to, we'll even pay you money to get it done.
Do you think that politicians
are remove you from the gene pool?
Do you think politicians are more likely to have politicians? Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
Kind of like criminals are more likely to have criminals.
Not that it's genetic, but the fact that they have children and then the way they raise them. I mean, you look at the Bush family. You look at the Kennedy
right.
family.
Haven't some of the biggest
shouldn't be having children.
But haven't some of the biggest anti-government, I guess, radicals also come from the seat of politicians?
Well, that's possible as well, and you know, there's no cookie cutter solution. It is.
Fair point. Because I mean, to bring up a more frequently seen example, you've got the preacher's kid. If you have ever met a preacher's kid before?
They're either really good or really bad.
Yeah, that's really the truth.
And from what I've seen, it's usually really bad because they tend to rebel against what they're being told. So maybe that's a factor. But I think it's either way, it's a neat idea. Although, yeah, I think you're going to have a tough time preventing these guys from adopting anyway. It sounds like a good fantasy, though, Mike.
Yeah.
Anything else on your mind tonight?
No, I'll let y'all go for now.
Thanks,
Thank
man.
You.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. So, continuing with the list of objections, when you go in and you're searching for some doctor who will give you a tubal ligation or a vasectomy, they tend to come at you with objections and rationale as to why you shouldn't get this procedure. We don't want your business. Go away. What are some of the other ones, John?
Okay. That's so selfish was the one we were on, and the response...
That sounds more like something that a friend or a family member would say.
Right.
But
right.
either way, go ahead. Objections.
Response A. Yes, and having kids, of course, is not.
No.
Most people have kids so they can have genetic copies of themselves and have someone to love them and have someone to care for them when they're old and have something to get them attention from other people and have someone they can push into living out the dreams that they never got, i.e., beauty pageant mamas, because they...
Little League.
Because they consider not having kids because They didn't have, they didn't use birth control, never got, because they just never considered not having kids because they didn't use birth control and got stuck with one because someone else wanted them to have one, etc.
See, that's so often down here. Yeah. I'm sure it's all over the country, but down here in Florida especially.
Some people have them even though they know they can't afford children and or that they will be horrible parents. But no, none of those reasons are selfish at all.
Yeah, absolutely. Everything that everyone does, in my opinion, is selfish. It's based, I mean, you're number one. You're number one in your life, and you got to look out for number one. And if what you want is a kid, then it's absolutely selfish.
Yeah. Response B, this world is overpopulated as it is. Plus, there are hundreds of kids out there who need to be adopted. Don't you think it's selfish of me not to add to the overpopulation and to say, I think she meant to reverse that, but, and to say that if I did change my mind, I would give a home to a kid who already exists?
Well, I don't think the world is necessarily overpopulated.
I don't think so either.
I think that that's,
it's been bandied
about for a long time.
I think it's overpopulated with unwanted kids.
Yeah. I think that there's definitely that, and certainly in some places population is very high, but...
Right.
I do think that the second portion of her point is correct, though, that there are a lot of kids that need love.
It's amazing to me that...
I might assert that it's even more selfish to have your own kids when there's so many kids out there in foreign countries.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And when you say genetic copy, many people, the people that are adopting... They want genetic copies, but they'll take close enough, in which case, that's a little white baby. That's why you see these Russian adoptions are $15,000 a pop.
Yeah.
You can go get yourself a Bulgarian baby for, $16,000.
Wow. A black baby you don't have to pay for, right?
Right. In Haiti, they have missions there. They have these orphanages there. It doesn't cost anything. There's some money that it costs to bring them into the country because, of course, the politicians here in this country see an opportunity to make some money on somebody who wants a child, and they will do that. At the drop of a hat.
Right.
But it doesn't cost anything to adopt kids from Haiti and the Dominican Republic and many of these places.
And they need help.
Yes, they do.
So, moving on. You'll change your mind when you have one of your own. And
How could you win? How could you change your mind if you've been cut?
Yeah, well, no, say you know the accident. I don't know.
Well,
yeah,
if you had a kid, you'd feel different.
The mentality of people asking questions isn't so great in the first place. But anyway, the response to that, and if I don't, will you take the kid?
Yeah.
You're too young to decide that.
Yep, I got that one.
Often said to people in their 30s or 40s. Response, yet when I was 12 and wanted kids, you didn't think I was too young to decide then, did you?
Yeah, that's definitely a rejection I got when I was looking for a vasectomy. 800-259-9231, I got to say, was probably the best $700 I've ever spent. It's a huge investment in my future. This is your show, 800-259-9231. You take control of the show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
If you're concerned about keeping your cardiovascular system healthy but don't want to take prescription drugs, then take a look at HeartAndBodyExtract.com from Healthy Hearts Club. It's a 100% certified organic liquid extract. It provides your body with the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytochemicals it needs to heal and balance itself. By getting the nutrients it needs, your body can balance your blood pressure and your cholesterol levels on its own without prescription drugs, and you'll have more energy. What's more, your body can clean and clear your arteries on its own as long as it has the proper nutrients. Everybody understands the importance of keeping their arteries clear, but did you know that in 25% of the cases, the first symptom of blocked arteries is death? Don't take unnecessary risks. Keep your arteries healthy and clear by taking Heart and Body Extract. To get Heart and Body Extract, go to heartandbodyextract.com or call 1-866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Call now.
In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Blockit by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Blockit fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
Cool weather brings cool cars.
I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You take control of the show. Bring up whatever you want. It's Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And man, with Tuesday Night Edition, join us online at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with 23,000, actually more than 23,000 posts. Over 600 people interacting there. Go and check it out. It's free, of course, just like everything is on our website at freetalklive.com. We're talking about your ability, or the lack thereof, as a young person. And when I say young, I mean apparently 30s and 40s.
Yeah.
Let alone 20s. But as somebody who is in their first half of their life...
Yeah. 10 years shy of menopause.
It's difficult, apparently, very difficult to go to a doctor as a woman and have a tubal ligation performed on oneself. In fact, according to the woman who's writing this article, it's nigh impossible to get this done because there's constantly objections. I don't know if the doctors are worried about a lawsuit or what it is, but they will try and talk you out of it. And I know this to be the case because I've had a vasectomy. I had it at age 22.
Who do they give these vasectomies and tubal ligations to? If they're not giving them to 30-year-olds.
I don't know.
Some doctors will give them,
So you just have to find the right one. They tried to talk me out of it, and I said, look, I'll sign a release that says I won't sue you. Please, give me this procedure, because I want it. Anyway, she's gone around, and she's gotten various objections from certain people, and let's get back into it, John.
Okay. Next objection. You're telling your husband that he's not good enough to father your children. Response, no. Actually, I'm telling him that he's enough for me, and I don't need to pop out a bunch of kids to be happy with our life together.
Mm-hmm.
This also goes along with, when are you going to start a family? We are a family.
Thank you. I agree with that.
But God wants you to have kids.
Okay.
Response? No. If God wanted me to have kids, he'd have given me more patience, less hot temper, an actual desire to have kids, and he wouldn't have called me to a lifestyle that doesn't include childbearing. He said, be fruitful and multiply back when there were only two people on Earth, and the second time when there were only eight. Circumstances have changed a tad bit since then.
No doubt about it. 800-259-9231. Let's go to the phones to the fun. Anthony in Louisiana. Anthony, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Johnson and Manwich. Hello.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, so I don't really think that, you know, it's that big of a deal to get this procedure. She's presenting it like, you know, it's so hard and you have to go to trial about
it. It's nigh unto impossible for women to get tubal ligations.
So I'm not really sure about you guys' motivation for doing this whole thing. I mean, are you trying to convince people that, you know, maybe they shouldn't have kids?
No, we're going to get more into it, but it's about the fact that the freedom of the fact that women who want this procedure and who are very much willing to do things to get this procedure are being denied it. They're being denied their freedom to make their own decisions, their own choices in their life.
Anthony, do you think that this girl's a little dingy for wanting to do this?
I don't really know. I mean, I think that if you're a competent enough person, no matter your age, you should go get it. And, I mean, I'm sure that this woman isn't having that tough of a time. She probably wanted to make a little
article
about it, you know.
How can you say you're sure of that? Do you work in a clinic where is performed?
Is she having to go to, like, some kind of trial to get this done? I'm pretty sure she...
No, there's no trial. No, there's no trial. You go to doctor. I don't know if it's the same with... I'm pretty sure it's probably... when I went to get my vasectomy, I had to find a urologist. That's the kind of doctor that I had to go to. And then you have to call around and see if they got any openings, and then you go and you schedule an appointment, and they talk to you about it, and they try to, you know, help you understand, well, this is pretty much irreversible. I mean, if you wanted to reverse this, it would cost you a lot of money, and after 5 years, it's irreversible completely, etc. And they do their best to talk you out of it. Now, since I'm a man, I didn't quite face the same kind of opposition that this woman does. She didn't have to go to a trial, but she's been, like, on trial from all these doctors that are just refusing to perform the procedure.
And I bet by now she's already found one. So, you know, it seems weird. I mean,
this is incredibly recent that this was made.
Okay.
And by the way, my last girlfriend, also tried with probably 7-8 different doctors, refused every single one of them.
Anthony, the reason that you're having a problem with this is because it sounds so strange to you.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
No, it sounds strange to me, but I'm sure that if she got it, then she got it. I mean,
She hasn't gotten it
because the doctors are refusing
her. You don't believe that, in fact, the doctors are refusing her, but they are.
I'm sure they are, and I'm sure she will eventually find a doctor.
I hope so.
It's not that big of a deal. She decided to write this little letter and make it like a melodrama just because she's having to shop around for doctors who will actually do it. Who cares? And the other thing is, during their observations, are you guys, like, tacitly going along with, I guess all kids are just some genetic copies, and that's actually the reason why we have them. If that's really how you feel, and your view on life is that cynical, then can you explain, like, why you wake up in the morning, or why you even live, actually? Because if it is that cynical, if that is the real reason, then why even go through the motions?
If you felt attacked by the fact that I said that I'm going to adopt from a foreign country, sorry. But I do intend to adopt from a foreign country for the reasons that I said. I think that there are a lot of kids out there that need love from a different place. I am fertile. I can have kids. You know, I'm married. We could do that if we wanted to. But I'm going to go ahead and adopt a kid from Haiti because I believe that those kids out there need it.
Your statement, man, which was that you thought that parents that had their own children with one another were more selfish than...
This woman. Like I said, if they called her selfish, then one could counterpoint that in fact, is having your own kids is more selfish than
I don't know. I brought this in, and I kind of feel the need to defend myself by saying, I'm sorry if you feel that I should, like, want to kill myself because I want to live my own life and not live it by proxy through someone else. I don't want to have kids. No interest. None. And I can live my own life.
Anthony, comments?
Anthony's gone.
He's gone. See you later. 800-259-9231. That's too bad. I was interested in hearing what else he had to say about
that. Yeah. Maybe,
People do, really do defend this point of view. I mean, I said it in the office that I wasn't going to have kids of our own.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, people were like, what's
wrong with you?
Like, why? And I'm like, it's been done before. It's just passé.
You got to pass on yourself? Legacy. You're going to live your own life? What?
So I'm, to some extent, coming from where this girl is.
Right.
And I think that most of the people that have kids didn't really think about having kids.
Mm-hmm. What about the people who want to leave on a better legacy, a legacy of their own?
Perhaps. I'm not saying that there's anything bad about having kids.
I want to make it clear.
There's some other choices. Let's think about them.
That these doctors have their own businesses, and if they want to refuse the surgery, that's their business, and that's fine.
And as libertarians, give them the right to refuse surgery for any reason.
Right. I'm not saying I want to pass a law that requires doctors to do this. I just think it's asinine that doctors will not perform the surgery that they know how to perform. I mean, these things, look, I don't know how difficult it is with a tubal ligation, but with a vasectomy, it is probably the safest operation known to man.
Whoops.
These guys do it all day long, day in and day out, and there's no reason why they couldn't. I can't imagine it being
that much
more difficult.
Let's get into what she was saying, because it's interesting about that he brought that up, and this is what she says. She says, and it goes on and on. The point of this post is not about verbal attitudes toward those who never, ever want kids, though. It's not even to explain why I think that child-free is the right choice for me, and a lot of people who don't exercise it. You've seen bad and or bitter parents, right? The point is about how difficult it is to make sure that one never has kids. I could go to the gyno and get birth control or abortions or an IUD all day long and no one would say anything. But heaven help me if I or my partner say we want to be sterilized. Then suddenly no one will do it because we might change our minds.
That is a great point. And that's a lot of money over time on birth control and abortions if they mess up or whatever, all these other options that are out there versus a permanent one of tie the tubes. Simple. Quick, easy, as I said, only cost me $700, and that was actually on the high end around here. You could have done it for $500. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
I am a woman and I care what I look like. Now when I look in the mirror, I don't like what I see. It seems that I have to fight to keep the weight off. When my husband looks at other women, it makes me crazy. I want him to look at me that way. Is it hopeless? Sometimes I just feel like giving up.
Judy Singer's Metasystem can help you lose the weight you want and increase energy. Our balanced program focuses on teaching you healthy eating habits, getting your body moving, and motivating your mind to reach your goals. And our counselors are available by phone 7 days a week.
I'm Judy Singer, and I've been helping people just like you achieve their weight loss and health goals for over 20 years.
Our products and programs are customized specifically for you with an all-natural approach. Call now for a free 3-day supply. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555. 866-371-8555.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. I gotta say, this is an issue that really hasn't come up before on the show. And it's rare, because I'm normally, we'll talk about abortion, we'll talk about gun rights, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's kind of, in talk radio, you kind of have the same old issues coming up over and over again. But this one is definitely fresh. Johnson, you brought it in. You came across an article online. And if you want to comment, 1-800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com. You can go vote for us this month at vote.freetalklive.com. That'll take you over to our friends at podcastalley.com, where we are currently in the top three podcasts of the world, thanks to your votes. But we want to get back up to number one, because we were number one for a little while. Competition is hot, though. We need your vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Just to recap, we are reading a blog post from a woman who has had she's been going through hell trying to get her tubes tied. She has decided that she does not want children. And I want to make it clear that here on Free Talk Live, apparently we're being misunderstood a little bit. If you want kids, Have kids. We're not trying to tell you that kids are bad and that you shouldn't have kids. If that's what you want, have them.
Again, we're the show about freedom.
Right.
It's about your freedom to choose.
In this case, this woman has chosen that she does not want to have kids, and she wants to have her tubes tied in order to pretty much guarantee that that's not ever going to happen for her. However, she's been shopping around, and she cannot find a single doctor who will perform this surgery on her. As a matter of fact, she makes the point that all of her life she could be buying birth control and maybe get a couple abortions here and there, and nobody's going to shrug their shoulders at that. I mean, she goes to buy the birth control. Oh, no problem. Here you
and
go.
And these things are physically bad for you. Birth control pills are not good for you.
Neither is abortion. Abortion is horrible.
No, it's terrible
for you. Depo shot, those things are terrible.
Regardless of your moral views on abortion, doctors will do abortions.
Yes.
Yeah. Pretty happily compared to a
so the question
ligation,
is
apparently.
why will they give you all this other birth control but not tubal ligation?
So she goes on, doesn't anyone think that we have thought about this very carefully and that this is something we have been sure of for years? Wouldn't you rather I not have kids than have them with the possibility of being a horrible parent? I think we should encourage anyone who's on the fence to lean towards not having kids, simply because that is the only way to ensure that they will not create a child who has a horrible life because mommy and or daddy didn't want him or her after all. It's not like the world will be losing. The population is nowhere close to lacking. It is difficult to be sterilized. Often you have to be in your 30s and already have several kids before they will even begin to believe that it's a good choice for you. Never mind if you hate kids with a passion. Never mind if you're sure you will be an abusive parent. Never mind if you have had bad genetics that you don't want to pass on. Never mind if you have a health problem that will make pregnancy difficult or even dangerous for you.
Mm.
You might change your mind and want the babies later. So maybe you must keep that option open, even if you'd rather be hit by a Mack truck than have kids. Apparently, they'd rather you have kids and abuse them than not have them. Babies, at all costs, should be their battle cry. I could even tell you a sad story I heard from someone online. She has a friend who has endometriosis so bad that she can't even walk for the pain. She's in a wheelchair. Morphine doesn't help. Her life is impaired. She needs a hysterectomy badly. The doctors won't give her one because they are certain she'll want children someday. Even though she has assured them many times that she doesn't and has begged them to give her a hysterectomy to relieve the pain. They say that they want her to wait 5 years in case she changes her mind. 5 years in debilitating pain because they don't trust her to know her own mind.
Amazing.
And she goes on to say, why do we as feminists allow this? Regardless of how you feel about kids, whether you want 10 or you want none, why do you allow doctors to limit our reproductive choices because they think that we ourselves are like children and are unable to make important decisions about our own bodies? Why do we allow our sisters to be told that they have to spend hundreds of dollars in their lifetime for temporary birth control when one little minor operation will probably add up to less in the long run?
Yeah, how much does birth control cost for a lady? I don't think.
Oh, my God, ridiculous amounts,
well,
I can imagine.
Between,
on a
like,
monthly basis.
Between like 5 and 50, I think that
50 bucks a month?
And birth control is also apparently a huge hassle to get nowadays.
So let's just say 10 bucks a month. I mean, that's $100, $120 a year times 10. There's your operation.
$1,200.
The pharmacists hassle the women who come in, you know, now.
Not to mention the cost.
Why?
Of...
Why?
Yeah.
Just because they're all horrible.
Not to mention...
There's a lot of pharmacists out there. There are some pharmacists that say, no, not giving it to you.
Why would they not give you birth
control? Because they have
personal objections.
Yeah. I've seen a couple of cases. I don't think that's very common.
Probably not, but in the Bible Belt it might be.
They say also, why do we stand for the fact that a doctor is more likely to sterilize a man than a woman? Is this because all women deep down want babies? Why do we allow our, says our sisters a lot in here, to either be stuck with children they don't want, face the stigma of adoption, or have an abortion because their doctor wouldn't honor their wish for sterilization so they could be sure they wouldn't have kids? And so when the birth control failed, they were caught between a rock and a hard place. And yes, this has happened to women many times before. Why do we allow our sisters to be told that they have to wait years before they can have sex without the fear that someone will come away pregnant? Why do we allow them to be told that even though they have a medical condition where their lives would be endangered by pregnancy, they still have to take that risk.
That's just amazing.
In other words, why do we allow it that they may have to make the choice to not have sex just so they can be sure that they won't get pregnant? No one is telling that to men, are they? Women can't just walk away from a pregnancy like the way a man can. We have more at stake. You'd think we'd be the ones allowed more of a choice. If we're all feminists and supposedly pro-choice, then why aren't
we... And we're not feminists, by the way.
For all choice. I am. I don't know what you're talking about.
I like women, and I think that, you know, they...
I consider myself very much pro-women's rights.
I'm pro
because
women,
I'm pro all rights.
I don't know if I would label myself a feminist. You got to be careful with that kind of label.
I don't mind that. I don't mind that label because you know what? I'm pro everyone's rights.
Yeah, well, the feminists are a little bit
doesn't
crazy.
Matter if you're a woman.
All right, 800-259-9231. That is your number to get in touch with us and talk about whatever you want. This is your show, Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, PhD, only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on this subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food, only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free 800-259-9231. Moments remain here, here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so if you wanted to take control of the phones, now would be the time to do it. You can, of course, join us online at freetalklive.com, where we got all kinds of good stuff for you, all of it on the house, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the archives, bulletin board system, live streaming, all of it for free at freetalklive.com. We want you to go there and check it all out. If you enjoy it, consider joining the AMP program. AMP, Advertise, Market, and Promote, what it stands for. And the idea is we're just asking for $3 a month from you. If you like the show, if you like what we're doing, it's always going to be free. So you don't have to worry that, oh, no, we're going to make a membership tier. No, it's all of our archives and all of that is going to be on the house.
Not the intention.
From here on out.
And the point of Advertise, Market, and Promote is to help us get more advertising for the show, get more listeners, get more people listening to the message of freedom and liberty. And so we've already had over 40 of our listeners help us out with that program, and it's just been a tremendous success, and it's only been a couple weeks now.
Don't forget what we're doing in exchange for it.
Yes, we are going to remove 25% of our commercial time if we reach a certain goal. And you can find out more about that at amp.freetalklive.com, because we want to bring you more show and less time on commercials, and it can be done. It just costs money.
This has got to be the first time in radio history that that the listeners have had the ability to get rid of, you know, what they don't want, which is commercials. They can buy their own commercial time, and we'll talk through it.
Exactly. So there you go, amp.freetalklive.com. We're talking about women and their ability, or rather the virtual inability, of them to be able to go and get tubal ligations. It is apparently near impossible for a woman to find a doctor who's willing to do this. There are plenty of objections, and even if you've made up your mind, even if you're willing to sign an agreement that says that I will not sue you for giving me a tubal ligation, because it felt to me when I was going to get my vasectomy like that was what they were concerned of. They were concerned that 20 years down the line, I was going to change my mind and come back at them and throw a lawsuit at them and say, you shouldn't have given me this vasectomy. I'm going to sue you for thousands of dollars.
The other thing, you know, my ex-girlfriend complained about was, you know, basically the feeling that she got in there that, oh, you're a woman, you can't make your own decision.
Really?
You're an idiot. You're going to change your mind because you're a woman.
Well, that was it. That was what they said to me, was, well, you might change your mind, and down the line, you won't be able to change your mind. And I said, that's okay, I'll adopt if that happens.
Yeah, and that's actually not true, because you can get a reversal.
No, actually, after 5 years, it's impossible.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
I didn't know that.
As the time goes on, year by year, it gets more and more difficult to actually successfully even perform the reversal.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Well, it was my understanding that urologists said that, I've heard a quote from a urologist, is, I'd love to give out vasectomies, because I make my money in the reversals.
Is that right?
That's what I've heard as a quote.
Well, plus, it's just easy money for them. I don't know about the ligations, but vasectomy, it's snip, snip, you're done.
Yeah, I mean, 30 minutes on the tubal ligation nearly as much.
So, anyway, we kind of topped off on the issue of feminism, and we didn't really have a chance to hash it out, and we're not really going to have a chance here, but I just feel like that's one of those words you have to be careful with. I'm all for women. I love women. I'm a huge fan of them. But I think that when you say you're a feminist, it makes people think you're a member of the National Organization for Women, which you're not, are you?
No, of course not. But
I mean, you don't have to be. You don't have to be a member of the National Organization for Women to be a feminist.
I'm not a capital F feminist. I am a big L libertarian, though, which makes me a small F feminist.
I think we would agree that all humans have rights, and, you know, they should be as equal as possible.
Yes, indeed. So there we go.
Ladies, date your local libertarian.
You know, that's the solution. If you're a woman who wants to have a tubal ligation, find a guy that wants to have a vasectomy and just stick with him, and then you'll still be safe. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. As long as you don't cheat, take control of the show tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time. Until then, it's been Ian here with you.
And Johnson.
And Manly.
We'll see you online at freetalklive.com. U.S.